works hard for the money. Money Mondays with Melody Hoffman. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com, and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
It's time for open enrollment for Obamacare, huh?
This is for many things, not just Obamacare, Medicare, your employer, if you work inside of a company. It's that time. So for Medicare, open enrollment, that started this past Saturday, which is why this topic is so timely, started on Saturday, October 15th, and it will continue through December 7th. So it's not the longest period, and you want to be aware of it. For the Affordable Care Act, it starts in a couple weeks on November 1st, and it goes through January 31st. And finally, if you have open enrollment with your employer, that's November 1st through December 15th. So I know there are a lot of different times here. You know which way you are, Medicare versus the Affordable Care Act versus at work. So this is one of those times you really want to pay attention because a lot happens right now when it comes to your health care and other benefits.
Okay, let's take them one at a time. If you use Medicare, what do you need to know?
Okay, so you have to choose between traditional Medicare or Medicare Advantage plan. So traditional Medicare is a fee-for-service-based kind of plan. Medicare Advantage is a network like an HMO. You can switch from one to the other or back during this time. So you can switch between those two options. You also will likely have to choose your drug plan, and that's Medicare Part D prescription drug plan. You can adjust that. So if you need to know, you know, what do you need to know for Medicare, I suggest you go to their website, which is Medicare2016.org. Mm. Now, they've tried, you know, this is complicated. They've tried to make it as user-friendly as possible, but that's what I strongly advise.
Okay. Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, so the big question a lot of people have is we've been hearing about some insurance companies dropping out of some areas.
Yeah.
And not covering every market. Now, the Affordable Care Act says you will have coverage in your market. You may just not have lots of different providers to choose from. You may only have one provider, though that was already the case mm-hmm. in certain areas. So if you want to learn about any kind of changes to your coverage, et cetera, you can check with your providers, your insurance providers, or with your human resources department, because, of course, you might be getting participating with the Affordable Care Act through your human resources, through your work company.
And so if there is only one company to choose from, that's just it.
That's it. Yes. Unfortunately, that's mm-hmm. what they've said. Now, I know there's been some talk. Has that affected the pricing, et cetera? I think we'll see when some of these companies that have dropped out. But that is the case. Now, that was also already the case in certain areas. Mm-hmm. So this is not completely new.
Yeah, right.
Okay, any health care options beyond your standard health care coverage?
Well, this is just the kind of things. What do you want to think about when you're trying to choose between all these options? You do want to think about how often you visit the doctor, whether anything's changing this year, like maybe you're having a baby or your health has taken a turn for the better, you know, instead of the worse, whether you are taking new prescription drugs. These are a lot of things you want to factor in into some of the choices that you'll have in front of you, because there's more to health care than just monthly premiums. That's the biggest mistake people make. You want to include your deductible, your copay, any kind of out-of-pocket limits and when you do all of these calculations, not just the cheapest premium. So that's one of the many things you want to think about when you sit down. It's not just about the premium.
There's a lot to know.
There is a lot to know, including the fact that, you know, you could have a separate plan for vision and dental.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these things to keep in mind. Also at work, that you may be offered things like a flexible spending account, also called a health savings account, where you have to deplete that money every year. So keep in mind, you may have been putting away tax-free dollars to those type of plans to help pay for health coverage or health care needs. The interesting thing about open enrollment as well, it also at work is the time you think about your retirement contributions as well as insurance. So this is an important time. You know, when you're thinking about how much money you put in your 401k plan, if you got a raise, I would certainly suggest you step that up.
It is very complicated.
It is complicated. So it's not just health at work. It could also be retirement and other insurance.
And you're not only thinking about yourself. You may have your older relatives, your mom and dad, as well as yourself and your children, and doing all of these around the same time.
Yeah, so this is the time to really sit down and get it done.
And if you want more information, Melody has it on blackamericaweb.com.